We are now going to be learning the very interesting and very, it's a fascinating topic of the Erva with regards to women. There's two issues within that which needs explanation, which we're going to be discussing. One is the topic of cell hair by woman, the topic of uncovered hair by women, which is considered an erva. We're going to be discussing the shaila about even making kiddush in front of a lady who has got uncovered hair. We're talking about girls. Why is there no problem with girls? We'll be talking about unmarried girls. Why is there no problem of? We'll be talking about that. How much? What happens if there's a bit of hair uncovered? Is that a problem or not? And then the other main topic is the topic of koil be'isha erva, by woman, not only her physical body is an erva, but also the koil, her voice, is considered an erva. We know koil be'isha erva, the voice of a woman is an erva as well. And hence, we're not allowed to listen to a woman singing. But much more needs to be discussed. And the truth is, quite more of recent years, the discussion of koil be'isha erva has become even more increased, because the discussion also includes with regards to digital recordings and does the same shaila apply? And very, very fascinating shaila. What happens if you've got, that's a very recent shaila, early achronim don't discuss that. What happens if you hear a woman singing and you don't know how she looks, if it's from a recording? Is that a problem or not? And we'll be discussing those shailas in Mitzvah in due course. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Siman Ayin Hey and says, Leizor Megilui Seo, to be careful from Gilui, from revealing Seo hair, the koil Isha, and the voice of a woman, Beshas Ki Hashma, when saying Shema, Vechein, and Siman Shalikroi Sekeneket, or Erva, not to read in front of an Erva, Vov Sifim, this six Sifim in this Siman. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tefach Megule Beisha. A tefach. So a tefach is a grand total of this amount. Okay? A tefach. A tefach megula, which is open, which is revealed, be'isha, with a woman, be'mokoim, in a place, shedarko lecha soy soy, a place which is normally covered, afilu hi ishto, even if she's his wife, also liko is kia shema, connect, you're not allowed to say shema, in front of her. So be it your wife or be it anybody, it doesn't make a difference. If she has a tefach megula, a tefach meaning a tefach, that amount, that, pardon? No, we're not talking about hair yet. Any part of her body, that's what he says, any place which is normally covered of her body, we'll get to the hair shortly, that is considered an erva, and you're allowed to say Shema. Now, we have to just say at this point, straight away, that it's quite fascinating, that if we're talking about one's wife, then surely, it's quite, what's strange about that? When it's something which is just blatantly, pardon? Of course, there's no Issa, we'll be talking about that in Mishnah Berurah Shul, there's no Issa for a man, of course, to see open areas of his wife. It's perfectly okay. Nevertheless, we're going to talk about Bashas Nidos, we'll speak about it, but there's no Issa with regards to seeing one's wife in Mokoyim Esam Chosim. There's no Issa whatsoever. So nevertheless, it's considered an Erva. It's considered a Mokoyim Erva. It's considered a place which is an Erva, which is a fascinating topic. Consequently, it's a fascinating concept. Consequently, you're not allowed to say Shema in front of that which is revealed. It's an Erva. You're allowed to look at it, you're allowed to see it, but it's an erva, yeah.
Is it just talking about the krishma, the rice, or any krishma?
Anything. Any dvom shebektusha. Learning will be the same shaila. Same kiddush is the same shaila. Brocha is the same. Everything which is dvom shebektusha. Everything. Will be a problem of...
It's a big problem, then. It's a massive barrier.
Yes, it is a problem. So, we have you got specific... We're going to be talking about a lot... Good.
You're doing Birkot HaShachar, or
very good. So we'll get to a few. You'll see that a lot of points won't be a problem. We'll see soon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you. Does that, Would it help by closing your eyes?
Very good question. And we'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Hashem.
Isn't it true with modesty, though?
Is that?
Isn't it true with modesty? Not imagine might be your wife, but say, when you're doing Krishma or saying a
brocha. Yes.
Isn't it true with modesty?
Yes, it is. It is indirectly. It is any place which is normally covered is considered a mokim erva. It's considered what we would call in plain English a non-sneistic place. It's not a very accurate translation, but that's really what it is. It's a place that is considered an erva. So therefore, you know, I'd say Shemayin Fonda that.
Let's say you're going to work in the underground, you want to catch up
Dadan. Very good.
So, and you've got the underground full of women.
Very good. What beautiful Shaila. Interesting Shaila. What happens if you're in the underground public transport? You want to say to him, you want to learn Torah? You want to catch up the dishes that you missed? No such thing. But you know what I'm saying, yes. Yeah, yeah. So if you want to just, what are you meant to do? In the underground, what are you meant to do? Are you allowed to learn or are you not allowed to learn? So we'll get to that, Yemetz Hashem. Don't know if we'll get to that tonight, but we'll get to the Yemetz Hashem. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that. What's the heter? Based on what we learned now, you're going to have often a problem. Right? Because you're going to be in front of a tefach, of a place which is meant to be a covered area, and it's uncovered by somebody who's near you. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to say, what's the heter? Yeah, yeah.
We're discussing what you mean by what's normally covered, because what some people cover.
The Mishnah book goes into detail. Okay. Yeah, but generally the rule is, just as a general rule, the rule is what is considered what is generally covered by four people. Okay. That is generally the rule. That's the way the Mishnah book lands. Yeah, yeah. Which halacha specifically are you referring? Yeah, yeah. But with regards to this over here, there's no distinction. There's no difference. Pardon? There's no difference here. There's no difference here. Says the right. The Rama adds, and he makes. Pardon? Yeah, but you're not talking about saying Shema. He's not talking about a man saying Shema in front of a woman. This is a different shayla. Maybe I should address this. Simen Ein Dalet was at the topic of Erva, Gilui Erva, Liboroisa Erva, which is between you and yourself. There's this now, Simen Ein Hey, something else altogether, is regards to Erva of a woman, a Cherim, part of your same gender.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it that way around? Does a woman have the chiyuv to say Krishna as well? Yes.
We learned about that. Yeah. Yes. So well, she's meant to.
What happens if she is in front of a man who's maybe?
Very good.
Can she? Then
we'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll get to that as well. That's not going to be not. We'll get to that as well, but not tonight. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Hashem. Let us see. Yeah. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch the following. The Rama adds over here. Yesh oimim dafke beishtoy. The Rama said this is only with regards to his own wife. When it comes to another woman, he says that, no. Everything that we said that an erva is by a tefach, an uncovered tefach, that is a problem. That's only with regards to your wife. If it's not your wife, then less than a tefach is a problem as well. So, he's machmir the Rama. He said, you don't need to come on to a tefach. Even less than that is a problem if it's not your wife. The Rosh says, no, it's equally, the tefach is the crucial measurement, both your wife and other women. So the Rama brings to opinion as to whether a tefach, you need a tefach with regards to you, to other women. Is a tefach only with regards to, and it doesn't seem to be machia. Only she herself, she can recite Shema even if she's undressed. Now, I want to start with the Bi'alocha, which I want to say straight away, many Gdolim don't pass like this Bi'alocha, including the Chazon Ish, including Reb Moshe, many Achronim don't, but I still feel one has to know about this Bi'alocha. It's a Bialocha which is, you know, we have to still mention it. The Bialocha on the side of here wants to know, he wants to define exactly what is the age of an erva. When we're learning about a woman over here, so fine, we've got a tefach, not a tefach, if it's not your wife, okay, let's leave this out for the moment. But at what age is a woman considered a woman that if she's uncovered, it's going to be a problem? What age? You're saying 3 years old. That means that any girl who is 2.5 no, let's say 3.5. Any girl that's just past 3 and she is walking around with short sleeves or a skirt which is above her. Yeah, exactly. She probably still, when she might still be, yeah, that's right, is going to be a problem to say, Shema, Bracha, Shema Nesa. That would be a problem. In other words, yeah, that's what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but that's what you are saying. Maybe. Three is all. Bas mitzvah, yeah, any other opinions? Bas mitzvah, anything over bas mitzvah is a problem. Underneath, you're implying, is fine. So from what age is a girl considered an erva? Seven, yeah?
But sometimes you see, in shul, young girls under 10.
Very good, that has exactly good.
Men.
Exactly. Sometimes you see girls in shul, right, very...
Sitting with the men.
Sitting with the men. Okay, that's exactly that, Shaila. Very much to do with it. If she's considered an erva, she can't really be here. Yeah,
so
that's right.
Three, if you don't
know that, right, very good. Okay. So having said my great disclaimer, which I said a minute ago, let us look what the Bialocha says. Bialocha V on the side says, Tevach Megula, I'm besef a Shulchan Shleimer. This is not the recent Shulchan Shleimer that Reb Shlomo Zalman, that is the earliest Shulchan Shleimer, very early Shulchan Shleimer. Shekosav, the Shia Zeshaych, Afilu Biktano Pas Gimel. Three-year-old girl. A three-year-old girl. Ve'elach Shehiru Ilebiya. Because the Gemara says that a three-year-old girl, potentially, she's ra'uya lebiya. She's still she's a girl. She's the distinction before three. There's no real. She's all like just overgrown, just babies, just past baby stage. From three, she is a girl. She's a girl. From 3 years old, she's considered a girl. Consequently, she's considered an erva. Mi bitoy, but she, if it's his daughter, it's different. Humibas yud aleph shana ve'elach. Then it needs to be 11 years old. And plus, but the Mishbir Alocha paskens in the name of Shulchan Shloimeh that any girl that is 3 years old is considered an erva. Consequently, she'll need to be careful about mekaymas amechusim. She'll need to be careful about her. You know, she needs to be careful about her socks. She needs to be careful about her skirt. She needs to be careful about it. She needs to be careful about her sleeves. She needs to be careful about it. She needs to be, because she is an erva from 3 years old. There is plenty of people who follow the Bialocha. You see many people are makbid with this Bialocha, but I think it's true to say that most people don't. The Chazon Ish himself said that until 7 years old, she's not really considered, nobody's gonna have Yehurim, nobody's gonna have thoughts from a girl from 3 years old. I mean, nobody's gonna have any Yehurim, nobody's gonna have any thoughts if he sees a 3 year old girl who has short sleeves. He says a girl starts to develop into even it's not maturity, but she's going to develop into some feminine looks when she's about that's the way I'm interpreting the Chazon Ish. She's developing into some feminine looks when she's about six or seven, and that's when you have to be makbid. Reb Moshe also says a tshuva, something on those lines, and many achronim pasken like that. But we have to know there's a bialocha that says from 3 years old she's considered an erva. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, very good. So that's a very, very good point, that you're right, that we find that the Imois, that's right, we find the Imois were married, and even in early generations got married in ages that nowadays wouldn't be realistic. Yeah, that's true. The Bialocha is, I hear what you're saying. So the Bialocha is obviously not making that separation, but your words make a lot of sense according to Chazon Ish. That's
what you're saying is 7 years old now, today, would it be regarded as 7?
The Mishnah Berurah and the Bialocha passes from today as well, 3 years old. But you're right, Chazon Ish and other poskim say that until 7, 8 is not.
Days,
it's a machlokes. I would say the majority of the Rabbonim and the poskim are lenient and they are fine until 7, 8. There is a minority, I don't know if I'm allowed to say minority, but there is people who stick to the Bialocha who say from 3 years old. They'll be very makbid. You'll see people, if you see somebody who really gets upset that a 3 year old girl goes into shul, if you see once a person like that, it's because he's passing like the Bialocha. He gets very upset, because why? Just because, who gives you the right? Who gives you the right to bring your daughter into shul? I'm makbid on the Bialocha. I mean, you can hear where they're coming from, pardon?
Sometimes you see girls of 10 sitting with their father.
Right.
Is that wrong?
Well, that's wrong both according to the Chazon Ish and according to the Moshe and according to the Bialocha. 10 years old.
What is she dressed modestly?
Yeah, oh, very good. You're right. If she's dressed modestly, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Yeah, if she's dressed modestly, there's probably less of a problem. Yeah, 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 you're right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, now, what about, so if you want to say Shema, and her face is uncovered, you have to put like the, you know, you have to cover the, what about the face? What about the hands? A girl, a woman. Is there any problem to recite Shema in front of a woman? You're just opposite the woman. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis. Lechasos aval poneh v'yadeh, that with regards to the face and the hands, kifi minik, according to the minik, shederech lois megula ba'isimokim, the way it is, normally people tend to cover their, tend to cover their bodies. Women, the way women tend to cover their body in that particular place, that is considered mokem. That's how you define mokem is a megula, mokem is a mechuzem. V'chein bepas is regal ad ha'shoik. Also with regards to leg, it also goes according to the minik amedina. Okay, now there's a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's kni is the knee, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in some places where it's, I don't want to take this out of context. In some places where women have uncovered their legs all the way till the knees, and it means the knees being covered, of course. If there is mokum to make it, but mokum shadak on elich yochef, if that is the minig in that particular place, mutaliko is connect, no, you're allowed to reach mine in front. Shekem chirogil bohen, since he's accustomed to it, ain't bothered to hear, he's not going to come to hear, he's not going to come to any thought. Over mokum shadak on lechasos, and in places where the minig is to cover up, shur on tefach, then it's tefach, kmoy shaku feisha. Avol zoyseo, with regards to the arms, vishoika and a hind. Her back, even if it is uncovered, like unsneezing ladies also. The point that has to be emphasized is the first line of the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, because that really is the point. He brings a person, the Mekoimus HaMechusim, places which are normally uncovered, bring a person to heal, to thoughts, when he looks at it, and that's considered an ever. And then he says clearly in Sifkot Na'alef again, any place which is normally uncovered and it is covered here, you know not to say a Shema or to say any Dvorim Shebektush in front of that, as if it's mamash to ever, until it's mamash, as if it's mamash mamash mokum ever. So that is and that is the point. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'lefizim hashberna lekamon tzif b'shev achon neged ever mamash also afilu pa'oitzim einov ad sheyach ziponov. The only way you could reach Shema in front of an Elva is if you both close your eyes and you turn away. We'll speak more about that, Rabbi Kagan, because that was your point. We'll speak more about that. But at this stage, what we need to understand is the Mishnah Berurah says that any place which is normally covered is considered Mekoimos HaMechusim, and if this is uncovered until a Tefach, it's considered an Elva, and you're not allowed to say Shema there. So whether that is any part of the body, whether it's skin or hair or whatever it is, any part of the body, if it's uncovered, it's mevili dehu, as the Mishnah Berurah says, and therefore you're not allowed to say Shema there. That's the halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does say, right, so the truth is, I just want to point out, when it comes to tznias, hilchos tznias with regards to women, women are very busy to learn exactly the halachas of tznias. The you know, until where exactly is various machloikas, where exactly, you know, the women are very, learn these halachas. You know exactly what it means by the neck, and where exactly by the hand, by the arm, by the, you know, these are all very important halachas. But we have to understand what the background of that is. It makes sense, of course, to write sforim about it, and picture books and everything, it makes sense. But the underlying point behind it is, really, a very simple yesoid. It's not rocket science. It's just one simple yesoid, which is what? Yeah, it's just what is commonly covered, what not, and what brings it to heal or not. Any place which is generally covered, if a person looks there, is maybe it to heal, and that's why it has to be, so I'm saying it has to do with the minik amokim, what generally people wear. So if, very good. 2016, Yugnashvili. Very good point. What you are asking is actually a question which the earlier Rishonim, until the later Achorim, actually discuss. And the point is something we're going to see later, that really what it boils down to, you have to look at the Fum environment. The Fum ladies, who are normally, who are makpid about el chesnias. That's really what's koveh. That's what establishes it. So it's like a bit of a, that's really what,
this isn't only for the hero, it's actually sneers between the lady and Hashem. And
very good. This is, of course, that's exactly what we're going to speak about. Kimchis. Kimchis is a fascinating topic. Kimchis, she was zoicha that she had all her sons who were kohenim gdoilim. That's the Gemara, as the Gemara said, the Kimchis was zoicha that all her sons were kohenim gdoilim. We don't know anything about the husband. But you know, she was the mother of all her sons, became kohenim gdoilim. And she was asked, why were you zoicha that your children became, that why were you zoicha? What did you do? And then she replied, because my koisle base, the walls of my house never saw my hair. They never saw my hair. So obviously we learn from this that there is something about between her and it's not just about maybe the hill, the walls are not going to have a hill. It's just that it's something about intrinsically being makpid, even in the place where nobody's going to see. There's something about genuine modesty between the woman and herself. It's definitely true. By the way, it's very interesting. I say that when I say shulim to women, I say that it's very interesting that nobody, I'm saying, no, she had seven sons who became kohanim gdolim. If you want to know what's chus made her have sons, I mean, who would you ask? You see somebody that all his sons and all their children became, I would ask the father, what did you do? What did you look up? Your sons became gdolim. How did you do it? But the Gemara teaches otherwise. The Gemara teaches that if she was zoicha that her sons became kohanim gedolim and they became outstanding people, it's in the mother's chus, not the father's chus. It's kind of unbelievable. It's kind of unbelievable. Many other points is that. Yeah. So, right. Okay. So, right. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person did say Shema in front of a lady which was slightly uncovered? What do you have to say Shema? Again, but the average, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton dalet, also likos, I'm probably going to say, this is the Eved, but it's machlokes, but the Eved. Him tzorch lachs of a likos, but it's the Eved. So that could be, it's marked, but the Eved. Could be that, mamash, if you say Shema, or you learn, or you say any davening, which in front of a lady, which is uncovered for tefach, you have not been yotze Shema. Over there, Chachai, mashma lafili b'dievet zoch lachzor v'likos, he brings a machloikis. Mikom lokem nirali, Mishnah Berurah says, k'shaloyne ischav v'nistakel, if you didn't really look, you didn't even notice properly, el ha'ach m'dievet lachzor v'likos ha'pesha acheres. B'dievet, he says, if you didn't look, and you didn't think about it, and suddenly you realize, oh, you know what, actually she wasn't really dressed, then b'dievet, it doesn't matter. If you didn't pay attention to it, you know, then it's fine. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, the Bialoch, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Zayin goes into details and he speaks about looking at women, a topic Mishnah Berurah speaks about looking at the issue of looking at women, and I'm briefly going to mention this over here. He says, in Sif Kotten Zayin, the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah, Pochis Metefchim, Ma Shoyk Megula, if the hand of a woman is revealed, Yishoyim Nafilu Pe Ishto, Pochis Metefchim, Osulikos Kenegda, this is very severe, it's considered very much of a Mokim Ever, Shu Mokim Hiru Yoysa, that is more of a place of hero of thoughts, Mishar Evom than other parts. For Kodzeloi, Ayredin in Issekia Shema, Yeah, this is all with regards to saying Shema. Do Yisrael have a poiskim likos neged megula afilo b'lo mechavane istukle? But in Yisrael istaklos, he says this is all with everything we've been discussing until now is with regards to Yisrael istak is with regards to saying Shema. But there is something else altogether. So I mentioned the Mishnah Berurah. There's an Yisrael istaklos, gazing, looking thoroughly. Lekula alma hamistakel beisha afilo beetzpektana. This is not Chassidus. Anybody who looks at a woman, he says. Looks at the woman, afilu be'etzpoktan, even on a small finger. Kevin shemistakel bolehen nois, if you're looking to enjoy, you're looking at the woman to enjoy, even at the etzpoktan, even a little finger, oiva belav, you're oiva an isa, the reisa, voloisa surach reinechem. ואומרו דגמור ישראל שאפילו יש בעוד התוירה, even if it's got toira, הוא מעשים טוב מן good deeds. לא ינק המדינה של גהנם is going to be ending up חליל in גהנם. וראי בעל מלפי תומוי, if you're just looking, without investigating, פלוי ננה, you're not enjoying it, you're just looking as if the same way you're looking at a man. You're looking at her, just דרך ארץ. You're talking to her, you want to be דרך ארץ. You don't look at the, on the ground. You don't look on the floor. You're looking at her the same way you'd be looking at a man. You're not enjoying this you're not enjoying the looks of the woman, but without enjoyment sure it's permitted. But there's a musa point of not looking at all, but he said that to look at a woman, to gaze at the woman, to enjoy it is an issa deraisa, but if you're just looking, you're just looking at the woman, you're not looking at any particular way, you're just looking at that's okay. Lefit tumoy, that's, you know, like, no, that much thought, that's okay. Right? And that's what the Mishnah says. Of course, it has to be emphasized, this does not apply with regards to one's wife, of course. Certainly doesn't apply with regards to one's wife. The only point has to be mentioned when she's a nidah, then the halachas are a bit different. Halachas are a bit different when she's a nidah. But generally, there's absolutely no issa, even istaklus on issa, and the sniper speaks about this in the letters. There's no issa istaklus on one's woman, on one's wife, but otherwise, on another woman, it's mamash and issa deraisa, and, but bederech eretz, derech eretz is fine. Okay, just to recap what we covered, we spoke about tefach megula beisha, tefach by a woman is a place which normally would be covered up. You're not allowed to say Shema, they're considered an Erva, even if she's your wife. The Ramah says that it's a distinction between your wife and not your wife, because according to one opinion, if it's not your wife, you don't need a whole Tefach, even less than a Tefach is going to be considered Mokam Erva. We mentioned the Bialoche B'Shem Tishulchan Shloime, that a girl over 3 years old is considered an Erva already, with regards to Mekomis HaMechusim. And we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah explains in great detail that anything that has to do with Erva has to do with the place, the norm of that particular place, and we learned that also Mishnah Berurah mentions that if a person read Shema or in front of a lady that was Mekomis HaMechusim were open, then but the Erva even could be that you're not Yitzhi Shema. And finally we went into the Mishnah Berurah that says that Mistakel Be'isha is even Yitzhi Deraisa, and more to follow Mitzvah Shem, in particular with regards to her, we'll be discussing Mitzvah on Sunday. Good Shabbos HaBoisai.